Today is Thursday, the 16th of April, in the second week of Easter. Ladysmith Black Mambazo sing Ngaza Ngambona. They are blessed who keep his commandments. They will have their eternal place. Come in, all of you, so that you may be happy and be able to say, I've seen him on the cross, the one who loves me. Teach me, Father, to love you, praise you, and pray to you. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
When they had brought the apostles, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us. But Peter and the apostles answered, We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and saviour, so that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them.
In today's reading, we hear that Peter and the disciples have continued to teach about Jesus in public, despite being warned by the authorities not to do so. Now they stand before the council and the high priest. Picture this scene as if you are one of these disciples.
Thank you.
they are accused of filling Jerusalem with their teaching. Imagine this happening now, as the disciples share the joys they have encountered, of healings, of forgiveness of sins, of the death and resurrection of Jesus, of eternal life. Imagine people gathering and hearing this for the first time. Picture some becoming followers. Peter speaks to the council, declaring, "We must obey God rather than any human authority." How do you feel as you hear these words? Emboldened? Determined to keep on speaking? Or perhaps scared, as you wonder what the consequences might be? As you listen to the reading again, notice the confidence in Peter as he continues to speak out.
When they had brought the apostles, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and saviour, so that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them.
Now imagine the strength of the presence of the Holy Spirit with Peter and the disciples, as if you are there with them. Which gift do you most need today? The boldness of Peter, the persistence of the disciples, fresh joy in the gospel, or maybe just refreshment? Speak with the Lord about this gift as you come to the end of this prayer time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.